Well, on the copy for Athletic Greens, it says, please provide your own compelling AG1 testimony. Well, that's easy. We've been on this little hiatus with our show, and while we have been on hiatus, Oliver and I have continued to use AG1, Athletic Greens. Why? Well, we talk about it time and time again. But it's easy. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, whatever. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, and all that you get, 75 vitamins and minerals that I get to pour into my body every morning, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, aptogens, everything. Why would I not, whether I'm doing a podcast or not? Just start my day with AG1. It's simple, and it's cheap. I mean, it costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health. And it's cheaper than your cold brew habit or going to get your favorite coffee. So it's worthwhile. And Oliver and I do not promote anything we don't believe in. We could not believe in this more. And right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. And by the way, we're heading into the flu season. So now is the best time to start if you haven't. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do, visit athleticgreens.com/daddyissues. Again, athleticgreens.com/daddyissues. We get the credit. You get the better gut health and a great start to your day. That's called a win-win.
Audio. Hello, Daddy Issues listeners. I know that I am probably not the voice that you were hoping to hear today, but you're stuck with me until Joe and Oliver come back. So I just wanted to give a brief intro. We are putting out an older episode of Daddy Issues. This is the one where Bodie fills in for Joe, Oliver's son, youngest son. And it is absolutely one of my favorite episodes. Bodie is spectacular. I probably should have honestly called on Bodie to see if he would Zoom with me and fill in to do these rewatches because he's so excellent. And he just nails it the whole way through. He's funny and interesting and just such a smart little kid. I guess he's not that little anymore, but it is one of our all-time favorites. So we thought we would reshare it. It's from about a year ago, so it felt like appropriate timing to kind of flash back a year. And hopefully you guys will enjoy it and stay tuned. Stay patient, stay with us. Joe and Oliver will be back soon. We are just taking care of a few things on our end and getting a few things in order so that when they do come back, it'll be better than ever, if that's possible, because they're always pretty awesome. So thank you for those of you who are tuning in and who are subscribed, and please tell your friends and your family and your mailman and that's my dog scratching at the door to go outside. So I will stop rambling and leave you with this very wonderful Daddy Issues. What do we call these? A republished episode? An archived episode? Sure, we'll go with that. This is an older Daddy Issues episode, oldie but a goodie, with Bodie and Oliver. And one of these days when you check back in, you will be pleased to hear Joe and Oliver's voice and not mine, but hopefully you're not too upset about it because, like I said, it's a great episode to flash back to and enjoy on this October 6th day. Anyways, thank you all for listening, and we will be back next week, maybe with a rewatch. Maybe I'll get Bodie to do it. Who knows? We'll see. Tune in and enjoy this episode. Bye.
Hello, coming at you live from Los Angeles. This is Oliver Hudson on the show Daddy Issues. I am a host, one of two hosts. One host is not with us today. He has one of the most gnarly schedules you could possibly imagine. He just did the Boston-Houston game, and then he's going to go do football, and then he's doing baseball, then football. He could be on the road doing back-to-back-to-back games for, I don't know, 7 weeks. So I'm solo. Well, I lied. I'm actually not solo. I have a special guest host this evening, and I say evening because it's currently 8:30 p.m. where I am in Los Angeles. And my guest host, who I coerced into doing this, happens to be my middle son. He's 11 years old. His name is Bodie Hudson. He is in the sixth grade, and he was nice enough to help his dad out with this podcast. After all, it is called Daddy Issues. Say hello, Bodie.
Hello. This is Bobo.
Bobo. Coming at ya. That's right. We call you Bobo.
Yep.
How many nicknames do you have?
Like from my friends or like you guys?
From me. Remember when it started when you were little, I called you, your first one was Schofield.
Yeah, Schofield. And then there's a lot of like Sco.
Yeah, it was a lot of Sco. Yeah. It's funny how that happens, how it just comes out of my mouth where you're Schofield, and then it's Scomax, and then it's Max.
Yeah.
Bobo's always been sort of the nickname, even since you were a little Bobo baby. But I have more nicknames for you than any of our kids, I think. With Wilder, I don't really have any. It's just sort of Wild Man.
Yeah, it's like Wild Man. And then, but I feel like you say like the most randomest things sometimes, and then like I always answer, and it's like it's always right. Like I always know when you're talking to me. You can say like the weirdest name that I have no idea, and then it's like no.
I know, it's so true. Why do you think that? Do you think that's just like the tone of my voice if I'm just yelling up to you like Boomle Rocks, and like you just know I'm calling you.
Yeah, like also it depends on like the actual like nickname, because usually it's like super random and not like super short or like, but like super long. It's like kind of in the middle. I don't really know. I just like no.
I know, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, you actually left the hospital without a name.
What?
Yeah. We didn't know what to name you. Do you know what you were going to be named? Or like it was between the two?
It was Bodie.
Right.
And then
you remember the other one?
Yeah.
Started with an H.
It was like
Holden.
Holden.
Yeah, it was Holden, and we couldn't figure out what to name this kid. And I literally polled like all my friends on via text, like, should we do Holden or Bodie? And we left the hospital without a name for you. So the first like 6 days of your life, we were like, hey, kid. We had no name. And then we get a call from the hospital saying, hey, you guys better come down here and name this kid. Otherwise, you're going to have to go all the way to downtown LA and deal with a whole issue of, you know, paperwork and all kinds of crazy crap. So we drive down to the hospital and boom, name you. Bodie Han Hudson with a B-O-D-H-I.
Bodie.
That's right.
I feel like my name like fits me really well. I feel like everyone's name in our family is kind of like, except I guess you and like mom, but like it still fits you pretty well. But like me, Wilder, and Rio, like our names fit our like looks like so much.
I know. I know, but it's weird. It's a weird concept to think about, because if I named you like Bob, I mean, do you think you'd be saying the same thing?
I mean,
because you'd be so used to being Bob. I'd be like, hey, Bob.
I don't know. Like, for some reason, with Bob, I always think of like a bald dude. So, like, I feel like Bob just seems so like plain, because like it's Bob. I mean, it feels like some like dude in like a space with like a little like box or whatever, and like there's like a bunch of other people like working.
Cubicles.
Yeah, on like computers, like Bob, like so it's simple and it's like casual.
I know what you mean. So what do you think the name Bodie, when you think of Bodie, what kind of picture do you have in your head with a kid or a person named Bodie?
I mean,
can you step outside of yourself? You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Like a surfer guy or?
Yeah, I think when I think about it, like Bodhi, I feel like he would be like, kind of like, he likes the beach kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he surfs, he like wears his like wetsuit like on his waist or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, and his hair is always like wet kind of.
Yeah.
But it's like not like wet.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
And then he's like funny. Like, I mean, it kind of like me, but just not like the surfing part, like a raspy voice kind of.
Right.
And it's just like Bodhi. He seems like kind of like super like chill kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, when it comes to school, like average,
mm-hmm.
Nah, he's not like really good or
right,
like
not
bad.
Like right, not crazy smart, but just but yeah. Not failing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're basically kind of describing yourself.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. You're the middle kid.
Yes.
Does that mean anything to you at all? Do you feel like a middle kid? Do you have insight on what it's like to be a middle child in this family? Or does it just seem like, well, whatever, it's just normal?
I mean, it's kind of like whatever, it's just normal. But, like, it's also, I feel like, for Wilder, I feel like it's kind of like the best to be the middle child because then you get a younger sister. So, like, you can be, like, the older sibling. But then you have an older sibling, for me, like, an older brother or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like then you can be like the younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
So you get both, which is kind of fun.
Do you feel like we treat you any differently?
No,
because sometimes like the middle child is always, you know, it's like, oh well, that's sort of the neglected kid because you've got the firstborn who everyone pays attention to, and then the third one who's the baby, and they get all the attention. The middle ones always seems to be like, oh, well, forgotten. But you don't feel that, do you?
No, I do feel like Rio gets, like, I mean, this is probably just because she's younger, but, like, I feel like she gets, like, not in trouble as much.
Really?
As if something, like.
Come here. And that is Rio happens to be here. Is that true?
Yes, it is, because Bodhi always, Wilder and Bodhi, whenever we're in the car, like, I hit, like, Bodhi or something, and, like, then, like, Daddy says, like, hey, like, come on, boys, be nice, and they're like, why do you always care about Rio?
But do you think that I treat you, do you think that I get more upset with the boys than you? Do you think I treat you better than the boys?
I think yes.
Really?
I mean, for like little things. So like, say,
I think I'm so fair.
Well, you are. So basically, like, you're basically completely fair out of like everybody. But I feel like sometimes when, say, like, I do something like bad, not like bad, but like something I'm not supposed to do, say, mm-hmm. and then Wilder does it, I feel like because Rio's younger, you wouldn't get as mad at her than you would at us. But then once she gets to like my age, then it would just be like completely fully equaled out. But other than that, it's all equal.
Yeah. I think I get mad accordingly. You know, if Wilder's being a dick, then I will get mad at Wilder. And if Rio's being a weenie, you know, I mean, but do you think I favor any of you guys?
Definitely not.
You feel like they love all of you guys the same?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Well, one time you said that you love me more.
What?
Yeah, so.
I never said that.
You did. One time you were like filming a movie and whatever, like Albuquerque, and you said, guess what? I love you the most. I remember that.
Rio.
Oh, is it because, like, we didn't want to go to Albuquerque or something? And it just, like, made, like, a whole, like, problem?
Maybe. I mean, Rio, you're not supposed to say those things out loud. I think I'm pretty fair in the way that I handle you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
For sure.
Well, I think you treat Wilder like a little mean because he's like older and he he like listens to you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, it all shifts and changes with sort of the times and what you're going through and, you know, your whole life.
Yeah, I also feel like last Christmas I got, it was either because I just like took my time in opening my presents, but I feel like I got so many more presents than Wilder and Rio. I was like, wait, like it was like the very end and everyone was like done and people were just coming up to me like, oh, we have more. And
well,
I'm like, oh, okay.
No, it's because you do take your time. You know, you like to sort of savor the gifts that you're given.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like it's fun at Christmas to sort of prolong it, you know, but it's hard. So, Bode, we got a cool chance to work together.
Oh my God, Dad, I miss that.
Yeah, well, I've talked about it on the show, you know, when it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But what was that like for you?
Oh my God. So,
so I'll set it up. You know, I did a show, and Bode actually played my nephew on the show, and he was a series regular. The pilot didn't get picked up, but we had a really good time doing it.
Yeah, so it was like, it was so fun because I just got all of like my homework and all the work that I needed. And then I would just like do it in between where I had to like go to the scene or whatever. And then like I got to go back to my room or whatever. And I also had Zoom. So like I would hop on Zoom some of the time. But it was so fun. Oh, my God. Especially craft services.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting, like, pop darts all the time. And then, oh, my God. Especially, like, my big scenes or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. the ones where, like, while I was, like, gaming.
Mm-hmm.
With Aunt.
What was her name again?
It used to be Aunt Jess.
Yeah.
But then they changed it. It was like
Aunt. Right. It was with Vanessa Lachey.
Yeah, it was with, like, yeah, Vanessa, yeah.
Yeah.
Vanessa, and then that was really fun, like, when I, like fully got it. And memorizing lines is, like, really easy for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, go over them, like, a couple times for, like, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, and mm-hmm. then I, like, got them.
I know.
Also, Brent, was that his real name?
Yeah, Brent.
I don't remember his actual name in the show, but oh my God, he was so funny.
Yeah, Brent.
Yeah.
He listens to Daddy Issues. What's up, Brent?
Does?
Yeah.
No,
that was really fun. It was a special experience for me because I've been doing this for however long, 20 plus years. And then when you're on set and you see your own son in a scene being an actor and kicking ass and being so comfortable, like he's been there for his entire life. You know, it's just incredible to watch. It was just surreal, you know, but you handled it so easily. It was like no big deal to you. Do you think that's because you sort of grew up coming to sets and with me and it was sort of like, oh, well, this is just sort of how it goes?
I mean, 'cause
you weren't like, oh my God, I'm here. Like, you weren't even that excited. You were just sort of like, cool, yeah, what's up? This is good, yeah.
Well, yeah, so with your splitting up together,
mm-hmm.
when we were the background characters,
mm-hmm.
that was really fun. I mean, I remember like playing in like the foam pit and like eating the cake. We did like a billion shots or whatever, and it took a while. And then I guess I got kind of comfortable then.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got there, like to three of us, like the new one,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just felt like I've like been there. It just mm-hmm. felt like I've been there multiple times and it wasn't anything like new.
No, I kept asking you. I'm like, you all right, dude? Like, you nervous at all? And you're like, no. I'm like, you're not? Like, I am. And you're like, no. Like, do you have any butterflies? Like, we're doing it. We're shooting it. It's in front of there's a million people there. And you're like, no, I'm just cool. You like had no nerves.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just not like what I think is like, All the people there were like super nice.
Yeah.
So like if you accidentally mess up a line, like it doesn't matter how many times like you do it, like they won't care. They'll be like you're good, whatever,
yeah.
Like blah blah blah. And also because like since it's like really fun for me, like I really like it,
mm-hmm.
it just like my nerves and like the fear just like goes down mm-hmm. a lot. Like if I didn't want to be doing that show,
yeah.
like specifically, then it might have been more nervous.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, it's great that you're so comfortable, mm-hmm. you know. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break with more daddy issues.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I want to get into me as a dad because this show is called Daddy Issues.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me ask you a question. I've never even asked you this before. A little while ago, I told you that, you know, I have that Gogi isn't necessarily your real grandfather, that I have my dad.
Yeah.
You know, and you met him.
It was his name like Ben or something like.
Bill. Ben. Did that make you feel anything? Or were you just like, all right, like, cool. I guess that's just the way it is. Or we've never even talked about that, you know? I mean.
No, I mean.
Were you like, holy sheesh, like what?
Well, that day at the Country Mart when we like.
Met him.
Yeah, we met. That's when I met him. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I met him, I think.
Yeah,
yeah. And then like Ryder and everyone came.
Yeah.
I mean,
is it sort of like whatever or.
That's like my real grandpa, him.
Yes.
So like.
I mean,
I don't know. So like,
real, I mean, that's. Real doesn't mean, that's not a word. Like, Gogi is your grandfather.
Yeah.
Like, he is the man, older man in your life that you look up to. Yes, but your biological grandfather is my dad, who you just met, Bill.
Yeah, so, I don't know, since I'm...
Who you look a lot like, meaning, like, you have a lot of Hudson gene, by the way. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, so I've never, that was the first time I've ever met him, and mm-hmm. I never really knew what he looked like or anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because of that, he kind of just seemed like a stranger.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Dude, we're getting into the good shit. Joe Buck is on the phone. He's calling me right now. But I'm asking Bodhi what it was like because I've never actually talked to him. He's the guest host, by the way, and he's crushing it. But I never actually talked to him about when I told him that Kurt wasn't his actual grandfather and that I have a dad and that's his blood. And we've never even discussed how that made him feel or how he reacted to it. So we were just right
now. Oh, my God. And now I'm FaceTiming in the middle of this?
Nah, he's good.
I'm just doing this so that Margo doesn't... Hi.
Hi. What's
I'm
up?
I'm doing this so that Margo doesn't start crying because we don't have anything to post on our social media.
Oh, okay. I can send a picture or something. I don't know.
Okay, you send a picture. I love you, Bodhi. I love you more. You guys get into it.
All right. All right. Yeah.
You're a much better looking host with way better hair.
How's he doing? All right, good. Bye. All right, bye.
Bodhi's
my co-host. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, it was the first time I've ever, like, ever met him, the first time I've ever seen him mm-hmm. or whatever. And so he kind of just felt like a stranger almost. And so. I didn't really feel anything like not normal.
Was it
that like I would be like, oh my God, like this is my like blood, like grandpa?
Was it shocking at all? Like, oh my God, wait a minute. Like, you know, Gogi is not my blood grandfather. Like, what? Or was it just like, oh, okay, whatever?
I mean, so when I first found out, I was like, wait. I was actually confused for like 5 minutes until I like actually got it
mm-hmm.
and I was like oh so Gogi's not my like blood grandpa, mm-hmm. and it was pretty confusing, but like I didn't really get it until like maybe like a couple months ago or mm-hmm. so. And I guess it is kind of weird, like having almost like two grandpas, kind of, or well, three actually.
Yeah, you got
because
you got Grampy. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't like oh my, like shocked, like all crazy. It didn't really like affect me that much.
Right.
So I guess it's almost like in between both categories, like oh my god, mm-hmm. and then like oh cool, like whatever. It's kind of like in between.
Yeah. And you've grown up with Gogi. I mean, that's your man, right? But do you have any desire to like get to know your real grandfather, or is it just sort of like, well, if we can, that's cool. Or
yeah, it's more like, yeah, if you can, that's cool. Like I don't like not want to like meet him.
Right. No,
like,
I know.
I still want to like meet him and like
yeah.
do stuff, but like I don't have like a desire to like meet him and be like oh my god, like this that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any friends who have divorced parents?
I don't think so.
I know, it's kind of weird. In a way, because we, you know, when I was growing up, it was like, you know, a lot of my friends' parents were divorced, and all your friends' parents are together, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't ask, like, my friends, just, like, their parents are together.
Hey, I'm Bodhi. Are your parents still together?
I mean, I'm pretty sure their parents are still together.
Yeah, that would be a little strange.
Yeah.
So how am I as a dad?
Very good. Like,
Okay. What, if you could change something about the way that I parent, what would you change?
I mean, to be honest, I don't really know because sometimes you ask me this and like I actually think about it for a while and I just can't really think of anything. Like sometimes jokingly I'll be like you let us stay up later, like mm-hmm. you give us more candy, but like actually, I mean, probably nothing.
Do I ever get too angry too quickly? I mean, remember we had that we had that moment in the car.
Oh yeah. Yeah, like I mean,
what was that? What happened again?
Okay, so it was after like the haircut or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we were walking to the car and I said something. I used to like say it a lot. I stopped, but like it was something that like I was just obviously joking. And then But then you were like, you can't like actually say that in public because that could be like really like offensive or whatever.
Right.
To like people that actually like
Oh, you said to me, you something? Said to me, like, what are you, dumb? Or something like that.
Oh, no, yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And I was like, whoa, dude. But that's how you talk to your friends. It wasn't meant to be disrespectful.
No, I mean,
but I got hot, though. I was like, whoa, what?
Yeah, and I thought you knew that I would have been joking.
Right.
But you didn't. And then you got, like, mad at me. And then, like, I think it was something like, I thought like you weren't letting me like talk, and then it just got me like more frustrated.
That's right. You
it
were
was
like
something
you,
like that.
You were like, you cut me off and you don't let me finish, and yeah, that was a moment.
Yeah,
I know.
Now that I think back at it, though, it just seems so dumb. Like I feel like that was like way, like there was no reason for that.
No, I know. It maybe seems it's a good point. I mean, when you look back at those things, you're like, wow, that was kind of ridiculous, but
yeah. It
meant something in the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you were feeling that in the moment and it had to be addressed. But when you look back on it, you're like, God, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
You're a great kid. You know, you're very even, but you can get cranky and stubborn for sure.
Especially in the mornings.
Oh, God. I know. Mom this morning, you like yelled at her.
I didn't yell at her. Whenever that happens, I feel like Mom over-exaggerates it a tiny bit. Like, she came into my room and I don't like waking up or like she wakes me up and then I don't like getting out of bed while she's still like in my room. So like,
okay, hold on, to stop there. Why?
I feel like getting out of bed and then just like, I don't know. It's weird. I like get out of bed and then I sit up and then I like fall back down
mm-hmm.
and then I get up And so I don't fall asleep. Sometimes I sit in my chair and I just like look at myself in the mirror. I just like do weird stuff in the morning to like wake myself up.
I know, but you're always late every day.
I know.
I get tardy emails every single day.
For like the first period?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And we're up and ready to go.
Yeah.
But you guys just don't seem to want to get up. Because also, you go to bed so late.
Yeah. So, two things. First, I want to start going to bed earlier because then I know that I'll just get better sleep and then, like, be able to wake up in the morning because I've gone to bed early, like, almost by accident. Like, I got in my bed and closed my eyes and then I, like, fell asleep and I wasn't, like, planning on falling asleep and then I woke up and I had, like, an amazing morning. But then, like, when I try, it's, like, so hard and I just, like, can't fall asleep.
I know. The trick is not to try. You just lay down and relax and think.
Oh, my God. You know, what helps me fall asleep so much is when in your room is, like, perfect for it. So, all the lights are off except for the TV. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, a show playing. Like, sometimes, like, it's even better when it's a show that I – it's better when it's a show that I've seen because then I know what's happening and then I just hear like the background noise. Yep. Oh my God, it helps me fall asleep so much.
I know.
It kind of like plays as like a nightlight almost.
I know. I know what you mean. The problem is when I fall asleep with the TV on, I'm fighting to stay awake.
To see it?
Yeah, I'm like, I can't stay awake. I gotta finish it.
No, that's the thing. So when I fall asleep with the TV on, sometimes I do this with my computer. Like, I plug it in, and then so it, like, charges overnight when it, like, loses battery.
Yeah.
But I'm watching something, and it's, like, really good, and then I choose a good place to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to something that I've either, like, already seen or just, like put on just, like, random YouTube videos that, like, I don't really want to watch. Mm-hmm. But, like, I wouldn't mind listening to it, and then I fall asleep to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I know. I wish you guys read. Reading's like, no one reads anymore.
I just can't find any good books.
Yeah, you did some Sudokus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's what we're trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, so again, back to sort of being a dad and trying to figure out the best way to sort of navigate your kids with you guys. I want to be lenient. You know, I want you to be able to be on your phones and your devices and stuff like that. But there has to be a balance. And we've been really bad about just wanting to have our sleep and we go into bed and just leave you guys in your rooms to do whatever the hell you want. And then you're on your devices and you're up till like a million o'clock at night falling asleep with these weird things in your face. And finally, we're just like, this is just not healthy, you know, for your brains, for your sleep. So in the last two nights, we've been taking your phones away at 10:15. And no computer, no TV. It's like done.
I walked in
last night and Bodhi's in his bed with like a bag of goldfish playing Sudoku or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That's good though. Like, you're doing something that's a little bit more proactive and a little better for your brain.
I mean, so what I was doing is I was sitting in my bed just like chilling and because I can actually do that for a while. If I'm in like a comfy, like cozy spot, I just like move around every now and then and I just think of random stuff. And I was doing that for so long and I was starting to get bored. And so I was like, I mean, I guess I could just like try Sudoku. So I got the book, I got a pencil from like my little drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started and then like I just remembered like everything that I remember about Sudoku. And then like as I like kept playing, I found out more like tips and like little tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, by the end, the last one I did, I finished in, like, not, like, a super short time.
Yeah, it was almost better than being on TikTok, wasn't it?
And it got me really tired.
Exactly. That's the whole point. You get a little more exhausted when you're working your brain or when you're reading or doing Sudokus.
Yeah. I also feel like taking, like, the phones away and the devices away and stuff, I feel like it's a good choice because it's good that it's 10 because at 10 o'clock is when my eyes start to get like a bit droopy but I want to still be on my phone so then like it's like so then you take it away and then like I feel like since it's only been two nights, it hasn't really like kicked in yet.
Mm-hmm.
But like after like maybe even like today or like two more nights, then I'll start getting like the more tired at like
earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I think it's the right thing to do.
And then like right now my sleep schedule is kind of like messed up or whatever. Cause like I go to bed like super late and then I like wake up early. But like for like a whole, for like a week or so, a week and a half, mm-hmm. it was like normal. And I would be getting tired at like it was in the Dez. It was in the Dez. That's what was happening. I got tired at 10 and then I fell asleep at like 10:30 and then I got tired at like 9:30 and I was like, how am I so tired? I feel like it's only 9:30. And then like by the end of the trip I was falling asleep at like 9 o'clock every night.
That's great.
And it was great because I would wake up and I'd be like, oh, it's probably like 10:30 or something, like I should go to like the Muffin House or whatever, like Starbucks. And I was like before like the breakfast stuff goes away, and I like checked my phone and it was like 8:30 and I was like wide awake.
No, I know. Like, well, this is what I'm trying to like get how it is you guys to do.
It's That's not what an, I want.
It's not an easy. Well then just go to sleep.
It's hard though.
I know, but you gotta go for it. Like
sometimes, well, actually, I wanted to do this, but so what happened was I put my phone, I set the alarm. It was 10 o'clock, and I put my phone on the other side of my room,
mm-hmm.
and I tried going to bed. And I said, like, no matter what, I'm just going to close my eyes and go to bed. And then when I wake up, I'll have to, like, get up and get out of bed and go to the other side of the room to, like, stop the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to do that, and I set it up, and I got in bed. But then I was like, oh, crap, I forgot to do this one thing on my phone. And so I went and grabbed it, and then I did the one thing, and then, like, I got, like, a notification, and then it just, like, sucked me into this thing. And before I knew it, it was like 11 o'clock and I was like, crap.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why the phones, it's like crack.
I know.
It's like a drug. It's just sort of like, you just can't stop. That's why it's good. I'm sticking to this. I think it's going to be good for you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
If you're enjoying this episode of Daddy Issues, don't keep it to yourself. Please share the love and tell a friend about Daddy Issues and go subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We beg
you. That's right. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss what's coming up right after the break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What about sort of what about school and what it's like to be in sixth grade in middle school for the first time and a new school? You fit in so easily. It's like, you know, you don't get nervous or whatever, and you're not worried about meeting new people. But do you witness like bullying? Like, is bullying happening in your world at all? And do you see it or do you experience it ever?
I mean, like, no. So should I answer like the bullying part first, or should I answer like how it's like being in sixth grade?
Whatever.
Okay, so I'm gonna answer the sixth grade one first. Okay. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've been to a lot of schools in like Aspen, mm-hmm. and remember we went to that one? We were in that like weird state, and we went for like one day. for like 3 hours or something.
Yes.
I can barely remember. Yeah. I don't know why we did that.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've been to a lot of schools.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I also feel like this school is like actually has kids that like I would want to be friends with. Mm-hmm. Like all the other kids, like at Kenter, mm-hmm. the school, like my elementary school. Like, I don't know. The kids there just weren't like as like, I don't know. They weren't really like my type of friends, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had like a friend group, but like I would rather hang out and rely on like Ben and Dylan and mm-hmm. stuff like them
mm-hmm.
that I've been friends with like since preschool
mm-hmm.
than like my friend group from Kenter.
Mm-hmm.
But now with like Shaw and like Fletcher mm-hmm. and like all these other people, I would rather probably hang out with them
mm-hmm.
than like hang out. I mean, I know it's probably like equal. Like I would like, cause it, with Kenter, I would rather hang out with Dylan and Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But now I would rather hang out with like all of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shaw, I feel like they're like my real friends.
Yeah.
Like, cause like, you know how my friends are usually always just Wilder's friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that's, you have your real friends. Right. So let me explain, you know, Bodie grew up with his older brother and he never had his own group of friends. It was always Wilder's friends, you know, and like they all accepted him and it still is like that. And so he's always been the little guy in the big group. But he holds his own. Like, he's a part of the crew, no doubt about it. And now, since he's been in sixth grade, middle school, with 100 kids in a class.
Like a better school.
Yeah, yeah. You're now sort of starting to establish your own group,
mm-hmm.
you know, and have your own set of friends. Although, I'm still saying, can they come up? Why isn't anyone coming over? He's like, I don't know. Are you scared to like integrate your new friends with like Wilder's friends? And be like, hey guys, like here we are.
No, that's like what I want to do. I want to do that. I feel like it'd be funny. But like, yeah, like Shaw, he's probably my best friend right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and like mine and his, like our humor
mm-hmm.
is literally exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like I told you last night, we were on this FaceTime call playing playing video games
mm-hmm.
and we were on it for like 3 hours, maybe not three, probably like two
mm-hmm.
hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny. The things, cause we were just doing like the randomest stuff mm-hmm. in the video games and I was laughing so hard and so was he.
Yeah. Well, sense of humor is so important.
Yeah.
Like that's how you connect with people.
You know? If somebody doesn't have a good sense of humor, yeah. like we're probably not going to be friends.
Yeah. I totally agree. It's the glue that binds you together. I mean, if you think something's funny and then the person who you're trying to be friends with doesn't get it, you're sort of like, oh, okay, well,
yeah,
not sure this relationship is going to work if you're not quite understanding that's really funny, you know?
Yeah.
I know. Well, what about bullying? I mean, do you see any of it at school, or are there kids in your grade who are like, oh, God, like, you know, or is it pretty cool, pretty even?
I mean, it's pretty chill. Like, I mean, I definitely, like, do want to see a school fight before I graduate. Because that's, like...
You do?
I want to see, like, I mean, at least more than one before I graduate.
You want to see a fight in school?
Yeah, like, really badly.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems, like, fun. And then
do you want to be in a school fight?
I mean, kind of.
What?
But, like, so the thing is...
Wait a minute. You want to, like, throw punches and get punched in the face and everything?
What, like... My, like, the best scenario
right.
of, say, a school fight that I'm in is, like, this annoying kid that I don't, like, personally like because he's always just, like, so annoying and just, like,
is this real or are you making a story?
I'm just making this up.
Okay.
Comes up to me and, say, like, bumps into me on purpose or, yeah. like, does something that's, like, really annoying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, like what was that for or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, says something like mean or like weird back, and I'm like, and then I'm taller because like I have to be like
right in your story you're bigger than he is.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it just like we start arguing, and then it like breaks out into where like he swings and he might like hit me
in the
face or something, and then that's what like it would actually get me really mad,
mm-hmm.
and then I would like punch him back,
mm-hmm.
like punch at him back. And then it would be, and then it would, we would just, I don't know, we would just like throw a couple punches. And I probably wouldn't want it to be like a long fight, probably just like a short, kind of like a short one where like he punches me, I punch him. And then like, I just like, I mean, this is like my dream scenario. This probably wouldn't happen.
Right.
If I like weaved him and like tripped him, and then like that would be funny. Right. But like, I don't know.
Have you ever thought about this before? Like fantasized about it? Like, oh man, if that ever happened, here's what I would do.
Kind of, yeah.
You have?
And then yeah, there was also like, there's also times where like somebody will like come up to me or whatever and then like bump me or like slap me in my neck, because that's like a thing, whatever, like slapping people's necks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I know they're obviously joking, but like they're like I'm not like friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I just really want to be like, ugh.
Yeah.
You're not like my like good friend. Like,
right. Don't touch me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that happens. Sometimes you get like slapped in the neck by some random person.
I mean, barely, like not often right. happens at all, really. Right. But like sometimes it does, and it's kind of annoying.
Do you ever feel like, have you ever seen anyone getting sort of messed around with and stepped in and been like, hey, dude, like, chill?
Well, yeah. So I haven't, I mean, like, say, like, I was eating lunch on, like, the one table, and then, another group of kids that I don't know were sitting at a table, and then, like, they were, like, being annoying to him, like, and I didn't know him at
mm-hmm.
all,
mm-hmm.
but he was, like, still in my grade, I would probably, like, just go up and, like, listen to what they're talking about, kind of,
mm-hmm.
and I would just, like, see what's going on, and then, I'm not sure, and then, like...
You get the information first, yeah, and I'd then make like, a decision whether to sort of step in or not.
Yeah, yeah. And then, but like if that happened to my friends, so mm-hmm. say it was me and my friends sitting at a table, and then there was these other people that I know, but they're like, they're not really my friends,
mm-hmm.
and they start like bullying or like just like making fun of mm-hmm. my friend, then I'll definitely
say
something.
But that's never happened.
No.
No.
I would be like, bro, like shut up, like don't right. talk to my friend like that, right. Like, be quiet, and I'd probably try to, like, I'd probably roast them back.
Right.
Because, like, I've seen kids, like, I feel like I know the kids that would do that,
mm-hmm.
and I see them, and, like, I could just, I already know roasts that I would say. Like, there's this one kid with, like, a bowl cut,
mm-hmm.
and I would just be like, bro, shut up, like, shut up, you cannot be talking. Like, your hair literally looks like a bowl. Like, like, shut up, or something.
Oh, my God.
Something like that.
I know.
I'd probably only do that if they're being, like, really mean, though.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. So, how do you think our relationship is, me and Mom?
Like, really good.
Yeah, it's like, do you ever notice, like, oh, man, they're, like, in love, or they seem happy, or do you ever see us fight?
No.
Like,
I don't think I've ever seen you guys get into, like, an actual, like, fight. You guys, like, don't fight at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember, like, oh, my God, remember, actually, I'll talk about this after, but I never actually see you guys, like, fight. I mm-hmm. mean, like, you guys have, like, gotten to, like, where, like, Mom, like, say you do something that, like, annoys Mom, and then, like, you're, like, laughing along with it, and then Mom's, like mad, but she's, like still, like, joking, kind of.
Right.
That's probably, like, the most, like, I've ever, like, actually seen you guys, like, get mad at each other and fight.
Yeah, you don't really see us fight much. I mean, we don't really fight that
no.
much. You know?
Like,
yeah.
Do you guys even get into, like, actual big fights?
No, not really. It's little stuff.
What do you think, like, your biggest fight with Mom was?
There are no huge fights. It's more about sort of... It usually stems from me when I'm sort of being grumpy or I'm not doing my part around the house or something mm-hmm. like that. You know what I mean? Or I get upset with Mom sometimes when she just gets that face where she's just like annoyed with everything. And I'm like, God, you know, it's little stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it hasn't been like a massive big blowout fight. I mean, there's been a couple. Nothing where it's like, I'm sleeping on the couch. I mean, never anything crazy like that, mm-hmm. you know?
I feel like sometimes new guys have those mini little, like, fights, kind of. Just, like, small ones.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to it for, like, half of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, pick whose side I'm on. Like, who I think, like, like, who I think, like...
Is right in the argument?
Right in the argument.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Who wins, usually?
I don't know. I mean, like...
So sometimes you'll hear us bickering or something, and you'll be like, well, this is Dad's side. And then, okay, that's Mom's side. And I think that I think Mom's right here. Like, stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, usually, to be honest, it's actually pretty equal.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, because sometimes it'll be like you said, like, you're, like, grumpy or whatever. It's like, you don't do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mom is just like, well, can you just, like, do it, please, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, as a joke to, like, make her, like, mad or whatever. Just for, like, mm-hmm. just, like, jokingly.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, no, like, I already did this, that, or whatever. And then, like, I know you're just joking and it's funny, but, like, I will take Mom's side because it's like, it's like it was funny, but, like, it's been, like, you've been doing it for a while. It's like,
mm-hmm.
like, just say sorry, blah, blah, blah. But then sometimes it's, like, Mom gets all weird and mm-hmm. she, like, she has that weird face and that weird tone. She, like, doesn't talk.
Yeah.
And she, like, and you always ask, and she's like, no, it's nothing. I'm good.
Right,
it's
and fine. I'm like, babe, I'm like, what's up? What's wrong? Like, nothing,
yeah.
Nothing.
And I'm like, Mom, just, like, tell him.
Right. But you pay attention to those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because sometimes as parents, you don't think that your kids are paying that close attention to the little things that you're doing. But you guys are always sort of looking and observing and being like, Well, we're coming to an end. Do you have any questions for me that you want? You're dying to ask me? No. As my son, as my middle son, my beautiful boy, who's done an excellent job at filling in, by the way, you're a natural. To be expected. I knew you were going to be a natural. You had fun, didn't you?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. See.
I don't think I have any questions
okay.
for you.
You don't have to. You know. Okay. When there's perfection, you can't question perfection. Mm-hmm. When you're the perfect dad, you know what I mean? Like, when you're the perfect dad, when your son can't even come up with one thing that he could do better. Yeah, I get it. Perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I love you, Bo Bear. Thank you for doing this. This was fun.
Yeah, I love you.
All right. Well, that was cool. That was great. My little one filling in. I don't know. Maybe we have a show. Maybe you and I can just do our own show.
Yeah.
You know, where you sort of come in each week and we talk about your issues as like a kid and, you know, me dealing with your issues every week.
Yeah.
But you don't have issues, like, you know.
Yeah. I thought I was just, like, go with it. It's like, something happens, I'm like, okay.
I know. But you hold things in sometimes, don't you?
What? Like, what do you mean?
Well, you know, sometimes you might feel things that you don't express. Or do you always just say, I'm feeling this and I'm feeling that? Okay. With Wilder, sometimes it's hard to get out of him. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? What do you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, I don't really, like, care. But, like, I guess sometimes.
Yeah. All right, kid, I love you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for taking your time.
Yeah, I love you too.
All right, baby. Bye, babe. Listen to Daddy Issues on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daddy Issues is a production of Cavalry Audio, produced by Margot Carmichael.
Sound engineering and editing by Josh Windisch.
Executive produced by Joe Bach, Oliver Hudson, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger.